Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. has extended the New START treaty with Russia for another 5 years. The accord limits the nuclear arsenals of Russia and the U.S. Russia has also extended it. This hour, the Senate Education Committee begins confirmation hearings for Miguel Cardona. He's President Biden's choice to head the Education Department. NPR's Corey Turner reports.
Miguel Cardona has been Connecticut's education commissioner for the past year and a half. Before that, he spent his entire career as a public school educator in the old factory town of Meriden. He started teaching fourth grade before becoming the youngest principal in Connecticut at age 27. In 2012, he was named the state's principal of the year and soon after joined the Meriden School's small central office, where he developed a reputation as a consensus builder. Cardona wrote his doctoral capstone on how schools could narrow long-standing educational equity gaps, a topic he returned to as state commissioner, arguing that schools should do everything they can to reopen so those gaps don't widen further. Corey Turner, NPR News.
House Republicans will hold a conference meeting today. There are calls to remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney because she supported former President Trump's impeachment. But there are wider calls to remove Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from committees. She's a supporter of the QAnon conspiracy theory and claims some school shootings are staged. NPR's Claudia Grisales says she has also called for the violent deaths of Democratic leaders.
There were reports House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy met with Greene behind closed doors last night, as well as the House GOP Steering Committee, which can make decisions on whether a member can stay on a panel. McCarthy said last week Greene's comments were deeply disturbing, but he and other House members haven't said much publicly since. So Greene is forcing these leaders either to address her claims or risk she becomes the new face for the party.
NPR's Claudia Grisales reporting. Stocks opened mixed this morning after some uneven reports on corporate earnings. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 10 points in early trading.
Two of the big tech companies that have driven much of the stock market's rally, Amazon and Google parent Alphabet, reported record sales in the final months of last year. It's a very different story for the oil giants. ExxonMobil and BP lost a combined $40 billion in 2020. A new report suggests hiring may have been stronger than expected last month. Payroll processing company ADP says private employers added 174,000 workers in January. A more comprehensive report from the Labor Department will be out on Friday. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has called a meeting with financial regulators to explore the recent volatility in the stock market. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 25 points. The NASDAQ is up 90. This is NPR. The Supreme Court has canceled oral arguments this month on two cases that involve the Trump administration. One is over the policy to make undocumented migrants remain in Mexico or a third country before entering the U.S. The other case is over spending on the former president's border wall. The Biden administration had asked the court to postpone consideration of the cases because it's reconsidering these policies. Nominations for the Golden Globes have been announced, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports. The awards are from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
The raw uncertainty of the industry was reflected in this morning's announcement.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My heart pounding, pounding. Okay.
Co-presenter Taraji P. Henson went on to list nominees both predictable.
Olivia Colman, The Crown. Jodie Comer, Killing Eve. Emma Corrin, The Crown.
And for shows and movies that could use some attention, such as Mank, which got nominations for Best Actor and Best Director. Three women were also nominated for directing the movies One Night in Miami, Nomadland, and Promising Young Woman. Critics pointed out that none of the year's acclaimed movies with largely black casts, like One Night in Miami, were nominated for Best Drama. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A coalition of 180 rights groups is urging world governments to boycott the Summer Olympic Games in China in 2022. Members say China is committing human rights abuses against ethnic minorities, especially Uyghur Muslims. They've written an open letter saying China should not be allowed to use the Olympics to embolden its government. I'm Korva Coleman. This is NPR News.